Parshat Bo has the psukim that we use for the four sons during the Pesach Seder. But if you pay attention, the question that the Rasha asks appears in Shemot Yudbet. What is this work that you have? And the pasuk right there has an answer. V'amartem zevach pesachul Hashem, shepasach batei b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim, v'chulei. But on the other hand, the answer that we give at the Seder actually comes from Shemot Yud Gimel. The Rasha gets the answer, v'gadol tel levincha b'yom ahu le'mor, b'avor zeh asa Hashem li b'tzeiti mi'mitzrayim. You say to the Rasha, Hashem did this for me, and as we know that we say he would do this for me, he wouldn't have done this for you, you wouldn't have gotten free, hakech inav, whatever that means, due to his teeth, hurt his teeth, hit his teeth. But you give essentially rebuke to the Rasha. So the Beit HaLevi gives us a word that we can all use at our Pesach Seder, as well as a Dvar Torah for this week's Parsha. He says, how is this an answer for the Rasha? We didn't actually, so yes, we're very harif talking to the Rasha, but we didn't actually answer his question. And what are we supposed to understand of the question? Ma avodah zo lachem? So we tend to picture these are little kids. So he doesn't know what it is. Ben katan, she'enu yodeh ma'uma mimasa sha'aya yitzia Mitzrayim. Somebody doesn't know the Mitzrayim story. And our answer to him is, only we came out of Mitzrayim, not him. And you're calling him a Rasha? He doesn't know anything about it. Who should we be calling a Rasha? We should be calling his father a Rasha for not teaching his son about yitzia Mitzrayim. It's his fault. Why is it the son's fault? So rather, it can't be that the Rishot here is that he doesn't know what's going on. It's rather, we're talking about somebody a little bit older, says the Beis HaLevi, and we're talking about someone who won't do the mitzvot unless he knows the reason. If I don't know the reason, understand it, I won't do the mitzvot. For the Chacham, his father told him it's a mitzvah, this is what we do, he's going to do it. He just does it because his father told him this is the appropriate thing to do. The Rasha says, no. Unless I understand the mitzvah, I'm not going to do it. But we can explain it even further, says the Beis HaLevi. The issue isn't that the Rasha doesn't know the mitzvah either. But what is the Rasha? The Rasha he compares to a group of reform. People who are trying to change the mitzvah, to adapt the mitzvah to their current circumstances, in an inappropriate way. In other words, we believe that the Torah was given from Shemayim, and it was, but the Torah was from Hashem, and it applied back then, but then is then, and now is now. Lo bizman hazeh, o rak b'oto makom b'oto medina, in the words of the Beis HaLevi. It doesn't apply now, it doesn't apply here, it's not shayach. Because we know the mitzvot of Pesach have an explicit reason. We were taken out of Mitzrayim, Hashem told us to do them, etc. But even the parts of the mitzvah have an explicit reason. For example, the Korban Pesach, go back to the Mitzrayim story, the sheep were the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. And as Moshe said, what, are we going to slaughter them right in front of them and they're not going to stone us? And Hashem said, that's exactly what's going to happen. You're going to have to slaughter them right in front of them and show them that this is the bittul of Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. So we are told to slaughter it, prove to them it's not a god. We're told not to break a bone. We want that when they see the big pile of bones that we're going to burn at the end of it, that they see, oh, what we thought were gods was really a big pile of bones. In fact, when we roast it, we have to roast it whole, says the Beis HaLevi. Basilevi says the Torah is telling us. Why does the Torah tell us that we have to roast it whole? So that they all see their God being roasted on a stick in front of everybody. That way they all know this was not a God. And this was Mida Keneged Mida in a way, because they did they put such pressure on Am Yisrael and hurt them so much to the point that under duress, many of Am Yisrael joined the Nitzrim in their Avodah Zarah. Right? The Midrash tells us that when Am Yisrael were crossing the sea and Hashem is drowning the Mitzrayim and letting Am Yisrael live, the Malachim said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, wait, what are you doing? Halalo of Dei Avodah Zarah, Valalo of Dei Avodah Zarah. They're all idol worshippers. So we people in Klal Yisrael were also worshipping Avodah Zarah. And therefore, it's specifically in order to show the Mitzrayim that we are not like them. We are not of Dei Avodah Zarah. Like you, we're going to stop. We're going to show everyone that this is not the Avodah Zarah, so we have to specifically kill that animal. We have to keep it whole and not break its bones, so everybody can see just a big pile of bones. And this is part of the nekama, the Aseh Shvatim, of the Avodah Zarah of the Mitzrayim. And to commemorate that, B'chol Shana V'Shana, when we get to this day, this time of Geula each year, L'man yedu akol, everybody should know Hashem's in charge, and therefore we continue to bring a Korban Pesach. So says the Beis Halevi, the Rosh is very smart, and he's not dumb. The Rosh is not a dumb person. The Rosh just has this hang-up, like the Reform, that they have to adapt and update and understand the reason for its mitzvah, or they won't do it, if it doesn't fit their modern mores and sensibility. So says the... paraphrasing the Rosh and the Beis Halevi paraphrases the Rosh words. He says, I also agree it was a mitzvah. And I believe it was a mitzvah from Hashem. But it made sense back then. Back then, there were people who believed sheep were gods. And therefore, it makes sense to kill the sheep. But now, there's nobody like that left. There's no one who believes the sheep is a god anymore. So we don't need such a barbaric and primitive activity. That's no longer a mitzvah. That's no longer a kavod to Hashem. You're only doing that for yourself. That's not ein zo chashuv avoda l'Hashem echlal. That's why he says ma avoda zot lachem. You're doing your own avoda. That's not for Hashem. For Hashem, he doesn't need that anymore. And it, you know, as Chazal tell us what the pig does. The pig shows us that he has split hooves, so we think he's kosher, even though he doesn't chew his cud. He's trying to fit in. He says, yeah, it was a mitzvah. I agree. The mitzvah came from Hashem. But that was back then. That doesn't apply now. Now we have to update it. Now we have better. Now we're improved. Now we're no longer so primitive. You have to act and fit in like everybody else. And therefore, that's what the Rosh's claim is. And now we can explain why the answer to it in Shemot Yudbed, where the question appears, Ma'avadah Zol Lachem, wow, what kfira the Rosh just espoused. He just said essentially the whole Reform dogma. Oh, that was the mitzvah, but that was back then. That no longer applies. It's no longer relevant. So primitive. So old-fashioned. So out of date, out of touch. So when you hear that, the Torah is telling us, when you hear such a kfiradik idea, you have to immediately strengthen your own emunah. You have to remind yourself that what he said is wrong and inappropriate. And in order to get it out of yourself, you have to tell yourself. And therefore, the answer, Ma'avadah Zolachem, is you say, Vamartem Zevach Pesach Hu Lashem, Asher Pesach Abatev Enei Sobim Mitzrayim, Binak Po Mitzrayim, Vepatinu Yitzil, Veikoram Veishtachavu. You have to say, yeah, it's Korban Pesach, because Hashem skipped over our houses when he was hurting Mitzrayim. What? It doesn't say, Vamartem Lo, Veinitem, Vigadata Levincha. It doesn't say it there. That's for yourself. That's why that's not the answer for the Rosh. That's for you, just to be mechazik your own ideas, to make sure that you know, after you heard his apikorset, that you, in your heart, have emunah shlema still. So you just take that words and remind you. And now we can get back to the Rosh's answer, the answer to the Rosh. The answer to the Rosh is, in Perek Gimel, v'gadet l'bincho b'yom ahu le'mor b'avor zeh sa'ashem li etzeti mimitzrayim. But the Beit HaLevi doesn't just take this idea, and he could have just said that the reason we do the mitzvot is because Hashem said to, and not for any other reason. And that's an idea found in many other farshim, and for example, you can find that idea in the Netziv, you can find that idea in the Chafetz Chaim al Torah, and the Darish Moshe al Torah. They're constantly emphasizing, anytime we have Tamei HaMitzvah, that's not the reason of the mitzvah, the reason is because Hashem said to. And the Netziv actually takes this idea a bit further. And it's an idea that you can also find in Rabbeinu Bechaya al Torah in a few places. But the Beis HaLevi says that Hashem had the mitzvot already. The avos kept the Torah, the avos were doing the mitzvot. Sometimes people go, oh yeah, they eat matzah, why do they eat matzah? If matzah is to remind us of leaving Mitzrayim, why do they eat matzah? And therefore they poke fun at the idea of Chazal that the avos kept the Torah. So the Beis Halevi has an answer for that. He says, yeah, the avos kept the Torah. We always had to keep Taryag mitzvot. We always had to eat matzah. But once we were eating matzah, we were zocha to the gula Mitzrayim. In other words, we didn't get the mitzvah of Pesach, matzah, and maror from the mitzvah gula Mitzrayim. We got the gula Mitzrayim because of the schud of the mitzvah Pesach, matzah, and maror that we were doing. In other words, the mitzvah existed, and now they have added meaning because of the events that took place later. But it's not that the mitzvot were because of that. And therefore, that's why the Rasha is so mistaken. The Rasha thinks, the only reason you're doing Pesach, Matzah, Maror, why do we have a Korban Pesach? It's to show the Mitzrayim that that's an Avodah Zarah, that's not a real God. No one believes that anymore. We don't need that mitzvah anymore. So the Rasha is so mistaken. The premise is wrong. The mitzvot existed without Yetziyat Mitzrayim. It got added meaning because of Yetziyat Mitzrayim. The mitzvahs existed without Yetziyat Mitzrayim, and therefore, so the reason no longer applies? Well, the mitzvah is still relevant. The mitzvot are eternal. And that's the mistake the Rasha makes. And therefore, we have to make sure that we understand that all the mitzvot are eternal and not fall into the trap of the Rasha and, in his words, the Reform. And anyone who says that we only do stuff that we understand, first of all, that's not true. And second of all, even if we do understand it, and we think we have the reason, that's not the real reason. The real reason is Hashem told us to keep these mitzvot, and anything else beyond that, any other reason we have, comes after it. So we should remember that important lesson. It's always keep the Torah mitzvot, and not fall into the trap of the Rasha, Mavodah Zod Lachem, that's only your Avodah, that's not really for Hashem. No, the answer is no, this is because of this, because I did the mitzvot, Hashem did for me Mitzrayim, not the other way around, Russia. You misunderstood. The answer to the Russia said, why are you doing that? And the answer is, because I did this, Hashem took me out of Mitzrayim. That's why I'm still doing this. Because I told to do the mitzvot, and I still do the mitzvot, and from doing the mitzvot, Bezrat Hashem will be always zocha to the Gula Shlema.